Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day and to have you to be part of mine. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend Nancy Rozanoff is back with us. Nancy has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, since all the way back in 99 we first met her. And she is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. And then her newest book, at least the last one that I have, is called Knowing When It's Right. She's our intuition expert in the Brain Trust, and she's our good friend. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yes,
as always.
Always.
I was telling the audience that you know, we were going to talk about intuition, the connection between intuition and leadership, and I was just having a little fun with the different ways that men and women think about it. And I just said, you know, ladies, you call it women's intuition. Men tend to think about it, you know, as, you know, knowing it in my gut, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
mm-hmm.
same thing, though, isn't it?
Well, it really comes from the same source, right? It's really a matter of listening. What are we listening to? What are we responding to rather than what are we reacting to?
Right.
You know, and that kind of goes right into the whole leadership thing. But intuition, and so men respond to a more physical feeling, and women are responding to an emotional sense. But
well, I think the physical masks the emotional for guys.
Right.
Don't you?
That's
because
right.
it's all an emotional thing. It's just that
no.
it's just that guys, and it's not even that we don't want to admit that we have these emotions. It's just that that's not how it manifests for us.
That's right, exactly. And actually, for women, it's the same thing. Intuition isn't really emotional, just like it's not really physical. But that's how we express it. But we can actually understand, when we understand more clearly what intuition is, then it's more clear all the time, no matter how it's expressing emotionally
mm-hmm.
or physically.
And the better we can get at that, the better we can get at being in tune to how intuition wells up inside of each one of us,
mm-hmm.
the more we can each do that, the more it becomes a tool, doesn't it?
That's right, exactly. It becomes more assured. It's more reliable. We actually recognize that it's telling us the truth.
And isn't it important? See, I think it's important to think about what your intuition is telling you, and then act on that to some degree, have a success, make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
A little one, and then you get to the point where this intuition tool, you get to where you know when to rely on it and when not to rely on it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that sounds like life, right? we keep getting better at it if we're paying attention,
yeah.
which is really the core thing of intuition. Is if we pay attention to, what was I thinking when I made that decision?
Mm-hmm.
When we blew it, you know, when we just ran into such a wall.
There's a country music song by Dierks Bentley and the title of it is "I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?"
That's right. I like that. I haven't heard that song, but I have to listen to that. That is really good, because that really says it all right there, right? That
exactly.
we had some idea that was pointing us in a direction that we weren't even aware of, and it got us into complete trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, but then what happens is you know it's kind of like when I was doing a lot of flying myself,
mm-hmm.
I discovered that it wasn't enough for me just to get a weather briefing, that I had to go fly that weather briefing.
Yes.
In other
right.
words, I needed, in order for me to be able to use a weather briefing, in the future, to the best of my ability so I could really understand what it looked like when they told me something, when they said we have these conditions. Mm-hmm. I had to know what that meant in reality. So I'd get a weather briefing, and then I'd go fly that weather briefing. I mean, I'd go up where they were saying that all this weather was, and I'd fly in it, you know, or avoid it maybe. But mm-hmm. but my point is in later, whenever they'd give me a briefing, I'd say, okay, now I know what that looks like.
Right. So if they said it's a hurricane, you'd go out there and fly in it?
No. I said sometimes I would avoid it. But no, if they would say partly cloudy, ceilings 2,000 feet, you know, gusting to whatever, but I'd go fly that, get that experience, and I'd know. So is intuition like that? I mean, isn't it a good idea to feel to recognize that this intuition is welling up in you, and then maybe allow yourself to act on that a little bit and to see what that brings, whether it's a mistake or whether it was the right thing to do.
Well, yes, because what we're really trying to discern, that's what we're learning.
Right.
And so what we want to look at is we want to start paying attention to the qualities that go with the ideas that are coming to us. And that's how we tell what's intuition and what isn't, right? So if we have the quality of, oh my gosh, this is the greatest idea since sliced bread, and we think that's our intuition, we have to pay attention. Well, what's the quality mm-hmm. that goes with it? If it's this, I've got to do it now pressure, that's not your intuition.
Well, and see, for small business owners, what we have to do, what I tell people is, if you have to wait until you know everything that you need to know and everything that could possibly happen to you has been nailed down and clarified, you'll never pull the trigger on your small business. You do the research, you do the best you can, but at some point in time, you have to take that what really is a leap of faith. Faith in yourself, faith in what you've learned, and the belief that you can do something. And inside a part of that is intuition, I think.
Well, yes, but the more we understand intuition, the more it's not really a leap of faith at all. It's really understanding that we have access to a huge source of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That our intelligence isn't just lodged in our own brain or based on our own life. It's actually based on the fact that we're alive.
Right.
And so we have access to an amazing amount of intelligence.
Hold on to that thought, Nancy. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest. She's the author of Knowing When It's Right, An Intuitive Approach to Improving Relationships. And other books, she is the master, especially when it comes to intuition. Nancy and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after. Stay with me.
Doesn't mean that much to me.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Hope you'll check them out and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry if you can get there. We'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. We built it for you. We everything that's there, we built for you, hoping to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Dr. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of Knowing When It's Right and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. That's the book we first talked about when we met her. Nancy, give us your website, please.
It's www.rozanoff.com. That's the best way to get in. And then that also gets you to my television show, thelisteningplace.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. And they can find out more about your books there, can't they?
Yes, they sure can.
And Rozanoff has only double letters are the F, two Fs on
That's
the end.
That's correct.
So,
that's right.
And just like it sounds. Nancy, let's talk about intuition and leadership. I can remember sitting at the knee of my mentors in years past, and I could see them, you know, I'd bring them the facts, or somebody else would bring them the facts, and they'd look at that, and it'd be obvious, it'd be completely obvious that what the decision would be to make.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be sitting there expecting them to, you know, hey, we brought them all this research, we did all this work, and, you know, here was all these things, and this, you know, clearly we could make this decision, you know, why are you bothering yourself about this, you know? And he would say, okay, I see all this, but let me tell you something. I think we should do this. And I could tell in, by listening to him, which, and this happened more than once, that, that there was experience. I was hearing, I was seeing in his eyes, he knew something that I didn't know, that about the combination of all these facts and what all that meant. And he came up with a completely different decision from what was obvious. And I felt like that I was watching intuition. I was watching him go through that process, and then he would say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and it turned out to be the right thing to do, but it was not a decision that the facts on the table said we should do,
or at least not from your interpretation.
Exactly. Well, I didn't,
right?
I was obviously,
and so what was he hearing, what was he seeing that you weren't?
He'd been there, done that. I hadn't.
Well, in a way, that's, and then you're talking about the voice of experience.
Experience, but there was intuition in there.
But you're also talking about wisdom. Well, okay. Well, this is what we're trying to discern. What is intuition? Mm-hmm. A lot of times people mistake or think that when we're talking about intuition, we're just talking about experience. But actually, we're not, because often there's also the young person who has never done something before who has an inspired idea. And everybody says, "Oh, you're crazy! You're crazy! You're crazy!" But actually, they don't succumb to that naysaying, and they follow that inspiration, it actually turns out to be a wonderful thing, and it changes everything for everybody. It's uplifting, and it's.
But isn't intuition somewhat? I mean, intuition is educated, isn't it? I mean, intuition has to have some basis in education and from in perspective, doesn't it? I mean,
yes, it does.
Intuition
is
not just some flighty idea that you pull out of the air.
Absolutely, yeah, no, it's not. But it could be. And I think we're really talking about how do we perceive what we perceive, and what makes something good, and what makes something frivolous or superficial, right? So this is like a deep subject we're on. How do we trust the thoughts that are coming to us into our head? And which one? What makes something intuition and clear and inspired? And what makes something just something we ate, you know, and something a bellyache or something that, or a bad motivation, something that's going to get us into trouble. So we're really talking about values and discerning the quality of the thought. So let's go to leadership just a little bit. This might help clarify. You know, we always think about leaders as I want the person who, like you just said, who can tell me what to do, that's going to be right, who's going to point us in the right direction. But and those are qualities of leadership that we value so much in this country. But the intuitive leader might be someone who knows how to listen, who knows how to take in more information, who knows how to open the field and really allow something that is good or the right or the successful opportunity to unfold more. Mm-hmm. We like to think of leadership as the person who's driving the truck. But if someone is really a good driver, they're not just focused on where they're going. They're, like you were talking about, in flying. They're open to the weather, to the people in the car, to what else is going on the road, to the other drivers, to maybe the idea that, oh, wait a second, maybe there's another way to go here. And they end up finding a new route that's more beautiful or less trafficky or more direct, whatever, rather than just doing the tried and true all the time. So we have to think about what is it that really makes a leader more receptive to the moment rather than I've got to do it my way all the time.
One of the main things I've learned from you, Nancy, is to be open to your intuition. And what creates intuition in me, how it manifests in me is not the same as how it manifests in you. And I can only answer for my own intuition. The main thing, though, is to be open to it and to allow it to become part of your decision-making process.
That's right.
Nancy, thank you for being here. Good job today,
my
as always.
My pleasure.
Nancy
okay.
Rosanoff, ladies and gentlemen, she's the master. Quick break. Right after these messages, I'll be back with our good friend Tom Asacker. We're going to talk about branding. Stay with us.
Started walking, couldn't stop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.